Okay. So B'siyata D'Shmaya, today is the last day of Davar Charif. So what we're going to be doing is wrapping up some assorted topics that didn't come up in the Shulchan Aruch, Shach and Taz. And then we have one more Sif to be Messiah, Simon Sadivav. And one more Shir on Monday to be Messiah, B'siyata D'Shmaya, Hilchos Vasar. That's exciting.
This Monday or not?
We're off this Monday, so then we might have to do it one of the day, Tuesday or Wednesday. Okay, thanks for pointing it out. Okay, so one diyun that comes up in regards to Davar Charif that we haven't discussed is a Magen Avram that appears in Hilchos Pesach. What's going to happen now is we're going to have quite a few instances where the Maror Makomos are going to be in Hilchos Pesach, where often this diyunim as well come up in terms of Nat Farnat and Davar Charif. And this Magen Avram is quoted by the Evan HaOzer. So I put it in your booklet, both the Magen Avram and the Evan HaOzer. In my edition, the Evan HaOzer appears in the Yalkut Mefarshim. So if you want, you could follow along for those of you who have the Evan HaOzer. You probably have it as the Otsam Mefarshim on the bottom of the page. For those of you who don't want the photocopy, so you have the Magen Avram first, and then there's two copies, that's the Evan HaOzer. So he quotes a Magen Avram with an interesting chumrah. And the chumrah in many ways is logical. Says the Magen Avram as follows, and to this day, there is a big machlokus about this. Kosev HaMagen Avram Baruch Chaim, Simin Tafnun Aleph Sif Kotan Lamed Aleph, De B'Dover Charif Ein Mo'ol Nat Barnat, we know that Davar Charif defies Nat Barnat. Umehai taima shelo kidin osin, mashal pa'amim chotchin zangvul besagin shel basar. If you took a ginger and you cut it with a fleshik knife, so that's clear that the ginger is going to absorb the basar, even if it was an ein ben yoma. Okay, so far so good. V'dachin also b'meducha, and then you crush the ginger with the pistol, the spice crusher. V'nimtza hameducha balua mibasar. So then the halacha would be that the crusher becomes fleishik. So it would seem to follow that just like we learned that when it comes to duchka de sakina, that the halacha says that when you have duchka de sakina and a davar charif, so then the Davar Charif is going to absorb the Isser. What happens if you have a Davar Charif that either Isser the paste, absorbs the tam, even if it's Ein Ben Yomo? What happens if you have the inverse? You have the Davar Charif, which is absorbing the taste. Will it then pass it on to a Kli that does Duchka de Sakina with it? So again, in this case, says the Magen Avram, you have an onion that had become, let's use exactly this case, ginger that had become fleishiks. Now you use the crusher to crush the ginger. So now the crusher is fleishiks. If the crusher is fleishiks, you're not allowed to use it, says the Magen Avram, to crush other besamim and eat that with chalav. Because, once again, you have the duchka de sakina, and that's going to be a problem. So let's start off. Hanukkah is always good to trivia questions and stuff like that. Could someone think of why one could disagree with the Magen Avram and say that this is not a classic case of Davar Charif and say that you could eat the ginger afterwards with milk? Yes, Shua.
Could you still say that or not afterwards? Is it one do you transfer?
Well, it's transferring now back into more Davar Charif.
Second.
But it's Davar Charif, Davar Charif, Davar Charif. So then,
you're blending after with another Davar.
Yeah, right. No, what's the difference?
You still say that it's not going to give over the same calm as a knife itself.
You mean the pistol?
Yeah.
Who says a pistol is as good as a knife?
No,
is that what you're saying? So why is Binyamin?
No.
Okay. Why would Binyamin be wrong if he was saying that?
why?
So no. I don't. No svaris. Black and white. Why would Binyamin be wrong if he was saying that? Black and white, he'd be wrong because we learn in Sif Gimel and Sadi Vav, Tavlin Shenaducha B'Meducha. We learned that a meducha has a regular din of duchka de sakina. So that you can't say. But okay, but that's not what you're saying. Okay. So what are you saying?
That the time that is now in the meducha, even though I'm now going to use, it may not have been bolea the same way that, it wasn't bolea from Basar Asma.
Okay,
it's,
but
it's more. It's not of a second time.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter with Davar Charif. That shouldn't make a difference.
But just because we don't say not pronounced doesn't mean that it's going to be exactly the same, have the same status as Basar.
Why? Yes, Shlomo.
It sort of draws out. It doesn't bring back.
So l'chura, one could come along and say, let's review the case. You had something, the ginger was fleishiks. And now you want to say, the ginger propels the fleishiks back into the meducha. Who says, a dover charif, just like it has the power to absorb and defy not barnat, who says it has the same power to expel? That is the monkey, the Evan Ozer's rejection. If you take a look, the Evan Ozer says in the Hemshech, in your booklet, it's where it says page membeis on the top. He says ufize benidon didon. In the booklet, it's about 10 lines from the top. Ufize benidon didon yesh kan not barnat min habasar l'sakin tam echad shenichnas ksas l'sakin min asakin yatzah kol mashav bisochal zangvil v'zen nosen tam. Who says all the time goes out? Here's the punchline. All we learned was that Davar Charif is motzi all the time in Akli, but we don't see that the Davar Charif gives over all the time into the Kli. Fascinating give and take between the Magen Avram and the Evan Ozer. Fascinating give and take. So I added to the cover sheet that Rabbi Eitan Rosenberg in his Chabura didn't say over this Evan Ozer and Magen Avraham. Next time when he does it, he'll say over the Evan Ozer and Magen Avraham. But he pointed out, I didn't know this, I knew it as an Evan Ozer. He pointed out that L'chura, you could be Medayah, he just said this as a Chakira in the Rishonim themselves, that Rashi on Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, Rashi says, Kuf Yubez Amid Aleph. Rashi says that the way in which Davar Charif works is that the Sakin is Polit, Ubolatznon, that Davar Charif has the power to be Bolea, but doesn't have the power to give off. So the Chura Rashi is like the Evan Ozer. And then, he was Medayik in a Ramban. I cracked open my Ramban last night when I was preparing the Halacha, because I wanted to look back. It took me a while again to find it. But I found it, and I have the quote on the cover page. Rabbi Eitan was medayik that in the Ramban you could say differently. The quote is on the, I think, if I got it right, Eitan, somewhere there in the small hieroglyphics. Yeah, that's it. So Rabbi Eitan was medayik, then maybe the Ramban doesn't hold that way. Okay, but that already is lahagil Torah ladira. That's bittul Torah during halacha to discuss lamdas. So coming back. I'm saying tongue in cheek, of course. So coming back, la'alacha, we have a fascinating machlokas. La'alacha, we have a fascinating machlokas, and that is, do we say that Davar Charif defies that not barnat in the sense that when you have a sakin that has tam inside, so the Davar Charif has the ability to draw out the tam, and therefore, the inverse case, if you have tam inside the Davar Charif, it would not necessarily propel it into the other item. Or no, do we say that the two are the same? The Magen Avraham assumed that the two are the same, and the Evan Ozer disagrees. If you take a look at the Chavis Das has another interesting exception that the Achronim throw in. I'm not so sure what to do with this Chavis Das, but I'll nevertheless learn it with you. The Chavis Das in Sifkatan Vav does have another take on this, and he says, it's a short piece, he quotes the Evan Ozer, by the way, a little bit of history of the printing of Shulchan Aruch. He starts off and he says, the Evan Ozer that's printed in the small Shulchan Aruch with the Beher Hetev inside. Isn't that interesting? So we nowadays have small Shulchan Aruch with just Beher Hetev, but it's very funny that they printed the Evan Ozer inside that. The regular Shulchan Aruch didn't have it. He says, v'hine b'guf adin yafet kasav, avoloy yitzarach l'chol zeh. Delav hachi makan Avram tumun. He says among Avram is wrong for another reason. Devaday ein a meducha yachal of loa hatam habelua bibsamim. The ein hatam belua yotze below rotav. The Chavistas has another heter, which I don't think most posts can go with. Maybe as a tziruf, and he says that just like we learned that you always need rotav to transfer tam, two things touching each other, exceptions. Shach kufes yudzayin. But the general rule is that you don't have iser that moves without tam. So he says the ginger is dry. If the ginger is dry, so then in such a case, it's not going to push. We saw this in the Chazon Ish, but the Chazon Ish wasn't as makel and as the Chavis Das. So Chavis Das says, I think you could be makel for another reason in this case. The ginger is dry, it's not moist, and even for Dover Harif, you're going to need moist. Nidmeli that most poskim do not go with this Chavis Das. How do we paskin? So here, I photocopied for you the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura in Simin Tofnun Aleph, I believe. You have it after. Tafnun Aleph, Sifkatan Sadi. The Mishnah Brura comes out the Chumrah, strikingly the Chumrah. When I say strikingly, because you're going to see shortly that Poskim today aren't so machmir on this case as the simple reading of the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura comes out in Sifkot and Sadi, halfway through Sadi is pretty large. He starts talking about a hakmesser. A hakmesser was a butcher's knife, something like a butcher's knife. Says the Mishnah Brura about seven lines from the bottom. Messer means knife in Yiddish, and hak means to hak. You know, that's one of those words that says exactly what it means without knowing what it means. Aval hakmesser, sheyodua. If you have bitzalim that already chametz stick, umeinichin also the basar umechatnim b'hak meser basar dakirak yesh lomar da'af b'di'evet aser. So here, if you read the Mishnah Brura carefully, the Mishnah Brura is being choshesh that the bitzalim shel chametz are going to give off the tam chametz into the hakmesser. So you see that he is machmir. That's what the poskim point out from this Mishnah Brura. Rabbi Akiva Eger, in the later editions of Rabbi Akiva Eger, later editions, that means the newest, like the Friedman editions in Simon Tafnu Nalf, they quote it in Rabbi Akiva Eger, or something that's called Tshuvas Chadashos, which is quoted in the Sefer Dover Harif. Oh, I had in mind to bring it to show you the Sefer. The Sefer Dover Harif is an amazing, amazing Sefer. It's a mind-boggling Sefer. I'll talk about it later. He paskins like the Evan HaOzer. So Rabbi Akiva Eger paskins the Kula against the Magen Avram, even though the Mishnah Brura does seem to be Choshesh for the Magen Avram. And Lamaisa, we're going to see the Sefer Dover Harif comes out that in many of these cases, one could go lakula. Here, take a look. Let's see if I have... What have I photocopied to you here from the Sefer Dover Harif? Could be this piece I didn't... I give you the Maramokon, but could be I didn't photocopy it. One second... On page Yud and Yud Aleph, I don't think it's photocopied here. So, the Sefer Dover Harif comes out Lakula. The case that he talks about, that we're going to discuss in detail, is the case of... I'm not going to give up yet finding it. I thought I had at least... Do you see over here, Dover Harif, page Yud Zayin? You have Yud Aleph? Yeah, Yud Zayin is here. Yeah. Okay. This is not the best place to see it in the Sefer. Yeah, it's not the best place. Tough. Sefer Dover Harif comes out with Kula, and he says that you could follow the Evan Ezer Bidi Evet. The case that he discusses about following the the Evan Ha'ozer B'di'eved is a case of where you have a blender. A blender that has absorbed, let's say it's fleishigs. And now the blender is used to blend something that has tavlinim. So we're going to see on page Yud Zayin that how do you deal with a mixture that has tavlinim that we're going to get to shortly. But let's take a simple case. Let's say the blender was being used to cut just ginger. So he says in such a case, b'di'eved, that the ginger would be allowed to be eaten with milchiks, according to the Evan Ha'ozer. And he says that b'di'eved, one could rely on the Evan Ha'ozer. That's what he writes on page Yud Aleph in the Sefer.
The ginger itself, you know, how was the ginger cut, though?
What's that? Yeah, no, let me spell out the case. Let's say you have ginger that was cut with a fleishik knife, and it's a part of a blender. So now, do we say that in such a case it makes the blender... Right. So do we say it makes the blender fleishik? That's... what's that?
I was like, wondering, some of the cases, you cut it with a fleishik knife, and then you accidentally cut it with a milk knife, will the knife become less colorful?
Correct. So the many poskim will say that it does not become basar b'chalav in such a case. Well, wait, no, but this is a little, your case is a little bit different. Your case is a little different. You're talking about where you have something that was cut, and then you're cutting it again. But the davar harif has that item. Now you want to know. So do you say that's basar b'chalav?
In the knife. I mean, the onion probably is a problem.
The onion is for sure going to be a problem, but you're saying the knife, according to Evan Ha'ozer, one could be meikel. Nacham. That's right. According to Evan Ha'ozer, you could be meikel. Yes, Zach.
Wouldn't it be the same case if the blender itself was used for basar?
So let's talk about, I'm going to come back to a blender with many more details later. So
different.
What's that?
The knife is
Why?
Because you're using the knife itself.
I think lechura would be totally in that. Okay, so that's issue number one. This machlokas. Yes.
I remember when we spoke about Trey Marshall Dalmarin, and we said there was a difference between chometz and pasul.
Correct.
Chometz was.
We had a taz that said that. Correct.
So, isn't it? So we can't really learn from the Mishnah Berurah. We're talking about chometz. Because
he's just machmir. Maybe he's just being machmir for chametz. Right. One could argue such a thing. One could argue such a thing that stam chumra de chametz, but he wouldn't say that otherwise. By the way, if you took that so far, let's see, the Magen Avram himself was written in Hilchas Chametz, but he was speaking about milk and meat, right? Magen Avram himself, let's look back in its original Makar, that we saw it through the eyes of the Evan Ha'ozer, but seeing its original Makar, he says, Mehat Tamalot Shalok Kedin, Shapam Chog Zangal Sakam Shabasiyah. He's talking about meat and milk. So you're saying maybe the Mishnah Berurah is not found. By the way, I'm not sure where the Mishnah Berurah says Ches Aleph. I didn't find it in the Chachma Sadam. So, you'll see shortly what I did find in the Chachma Sadam. But I didn't see it beferish in the Chachma Sadam. I wonder if he's quoting from the Chai Adam or if he's talking from the Chachma Sadam. So it might not be exactly the case. Issue number two that the poskim raised is the following. What happens in regards to Duchka de Sakina in regards to the plate? We can continue with the chemistry terminology. We spoke about the pistol, that which crushes, and then underneath is the bowl, that's the mortar. So we've been talking about the status of the pistol. What's the status of the mortar? Do you say that just like it's called duchka de sakina when you apply pressure from the knife, but what about the pressure on the other side? In order to crush something, you have pressure on both sides. So where does this come up? It comes up in regards to cutting boards. Is the cutting board subject to the same rule as the knife itself? So that there is a Chachmas Adam who is Machmir. The Chachmas Adam in Simin Nun Vav Sifes, and this is why I was saying, Jake, the Chachmas Adam also makes reference to this Chumra as well, the Evan Ha'ozer. The Chachmas Adam says the following. I'm going to go out of order because the punchline is at the end of the Chachmas Sadim, Nun Vav Beis. He says as follows: Venira, de'im, it's in the booklet, de'im chotach alav herring chamutzim, if you cut herring on a fleshiga plate, afilu di'eved aser, it's going to make the herring aser, de'duchka de'sakina v'churfa de'miliach maflit minakli. It's going to be maflid minakli al kolpanim makom achatach. It's going to be maflid minakli into the herring. So the Chachmas Adam says that you have to be mafmir on a fleshig, a treif kli, that you can't cut herring on top of it. The assumption over here is that we're talking about a fleshig kli that's an ena ben yomo. So here we have this chumra that says that not only do we have the issue of dukkah de sakina and davar charif when you apply pressure from the knife, but the cutting board is going to be in the same situation. Which means, therefore, in two directions. Number one is that if you're cutting something treif on the cutting board, so then in such a case, it raises a problem of what the status of the cutting board is. And similarly, if the cutting board is treif, it's going to create a problem for the status of the davar charif. Now, the Chachmas Adam is pointed to by the poskim as being machmir on the cutting board. I think that there is room to point out that this Chachmas Adam might be a very big exception. This Chachmas Adam is actually not talking about davar charif. This Chachmas Adam is getting back to when we spoke about when are you allowed to use non-kosher utensils for kol. So this is the Chachmas Adam. We photocopied this Chachmas Adam in the past, where we saw that the Chachmas Adam is machmir on cheres. That he says that you're not allowed to cut cold, you're not allowed to use cheres with cold. Remember that was a machlokas lemaisa 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 between two great rabbein, between Rav Mill and Rav Ben Narsh lemaisa, in terms of how to be knowing in terms of restaurants today. That Rav Miller came out that cheres is going to be problematic based on this Chachmas Adam. So I would like to not get involved in that machlokas, but just point out that this Chachmas Adam is talking about cheres. That we know that cheres in general, that the blios are stronger. So it could be that even the most stringent opinion, the Chachmas Adam, oh, by the way, this is not my point. I'll share it to you. It's one of your chaverim in the kola. Even this Chachmas Adam might only be by cheres. And since it's only by cheres, he's only being machmer in the whole sif in regards to cheres, maybe a regular cutting board shayla with milchiks and fleishiks, there's entirely room to be makel. This point was made a couple of years ago after shir by Rav Yosef Penna. So Yosef pointed this out, that we presented this Chachmas Adam as being machmer on cutting boards, and he came back and he said maybe the Chachmas Adam is only talking about kli cheres and not by other kelim. I think that's a very, very valid point. Keeping in mind that the Sefer Davar Charif in Aleph, Yud Aleph, says that Halach Lamaisa Rav Yashiv was Mekil B'dieved. Not to use it L'chatchila, don't cut with the Davar Charif on a treif cutting board L'chatchila, but B'dieved, Rav Yashiv Zatzal, was Mekil. The Sefer Davar Charif, I told you I was going to stop and talk about for a minute, is absolutely mind-boggling Sefer. Not only does he have every single possible topic on Davar Charif with tremendous footnotes and tremendous Kitzur Lamaisa, also he has fantastic essays on every single Shailah, extensive Lamdisha essays in the back of the Sefer, and the most complicated sugya in all of Isser V'Heter, in all Basar V'Chalav at least, is Davar Charif, and he covers absolutely everything. And he covers every single angle that connects to anything that is in any way connected to Davar Charif that came up from Pei Zayin through Tzadi Vav, he also talks about. So many topics that are not even directly Davar Charif that he discussed. I had a spiritual experience. I was stuck on something with a sugya, and I was walking to davening on the way and then to get a ride from the Hasa'ah to the Kolel. And I was holding the Sefer Davar Charif because I was stuck on something. I was planning to look it up here in the Kolel. And I walked past the Mechaber. The Mechaber is a Rav in Beit Shemesh, in the Kiryat Hariz. Oh, I mentioned already, Rav Dinkel. And I walked past him. It was a surreal thing. I didn't realize they had just opened up a yeshiva right next to where I had davened. So I asked Rabbi Rachman afterwards. I said, he said, you didn't know? He opened up the yeshiva right there. So I hadn't. Anyhow, so that was a very, that's an amazing experience to walk past the, and the safer is from a safer that's, it, the quality is from 70, 80, 100 years ago. It's a fantastic, fantastic safer. Yes, Eitan?
The Chacham Zalman saying that if you cut Isser on the cutting board would become Usser? He's just saying that
right.
If you cut Heter on an Usser,
correct.
I don't think he's
correct.
Saying that the cutting board
correct.
Would
correct.
Become Usser.
Ain't a chanami. Yesh lefalpel, what would Adalcha be in the inverse?
If
correct.
If you're saying that Dabra Harif is not Polate, then...
Right, so then I don't know where his Makar is when the Mishabura quotes the Chacham Asad, the Chas Aleph. So the closest thing I came to was this Chacham Asadam. But you're right. If you could, and that's why I said maybe it's a Chayi Adam. I'm not sure. And then it brings up Jake's point that where the Mishnah Berurah, maybe he's just being Machmir Hilchos Chametz. All those things weren't clear to me. I think my Mar Makomos here came from the Tavar Harif, the Sefer. So it might be Kedai to chase it down. I have it by my Makom.
Also, the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch that we brought in here a few times ago quotes this Chachasam and Mahalachai, right? He said, Chadach Besachin Parva Dabra Harif, Al Kli Chalavi, Harve Hadabra Harif Nasa Chalavi, right? If you cut something, an onion with a power knife and a dairy cutting board, he passes.
He passes.
He's quoting this Chacham Asadam.
And it's, right. So, okay, so there we go. So there we see people expanding it, and we're coming along.
So,
Yosef came along and said, maybe not.
So,
right.
What would we say about the Maisa?
So, did the Eved, really, for sure, one could be Mekel. Rav Dinkel quotes Rav Yashiv as being Mekel on that. Did the Eved. Yeah. Good, but that was good being Madame and Mosul and Mosul. Yes, go ahead, Benyamin.
Does it apply to every cut? Like, certain cutting boards, like, there's, like, stuff in them. Like, a plastic cutting board.
Right, so that gets back to a question. So I agree with you. I want to say that, based on what Yosef said, that maybe it's only Cheres. That's what I want to say.
I would say Cheres, you would be, if anything, more makeup.
No,
because it's much easier to clean. I'm saying practically a plastic.
Oh, it's stuff?
A plastic cutting board has crevices that are just whatever you cut last is in the board.
Uh-huh.
Like if
so
you touch your finger, even if you cleaned it. Like,
right. We're only talking about something that's clean. Eina chanami. If you're choshesh at the crevices, you're right. Hilchos Pesach, the postim say it left and right. That the only time you could kasher is if there's no crevices, etc., etc. You're 100% right. That everything that we're discussing now is assuming that it's clean and that there are no crevices.
I mean, even if there's a little bit of shanunas or whatever on the cutting board, we're not doing that. Because without the duct of the sakina to get the fleshes into the onion, then who cares that it's dirty?
Well, you're holding it, you may be holding it against
that. There are times it'll make a difference. You're right, Eitan. Sometimes it won't, sometimes it will. So I just don't want to be talking about it. I'd rather leave that out. Okay. Rabosai, what kli qualifies as duchka de sakina? So, the Darchei Tshuva I photocopied for you in Sadi Dalid points out that Duchka de Sakina applies also to forks. Not only do you have a sakin, even a fork that you've applied pressure with, it applies to. So if you take a look, it's towards the back. It's the Darchei Tshuva has Shulchan Aruch on top. Darchei Tshuva was the family of the Munkacher Rebbe, maybe one of even the Munkacher Rebbes himself, who collected it. It was like basically the Piskei Tshuvas of its time. So if you take a look, it says 108 on the top, Kuf Aleph, all the way on the bottom of the first column, it says Vasakin Itza Ayin B'Tshuvas Rivam Shnaituch. Don't know who that is. Shnil Shal Be'echad She'achalim Mazleg Shel Chalav. This is what it looks like. Ben Yomo B'Sar Cham Al Kli Shel B'Dil V'Siyim Omnam Lomar She'amazleg Eino Kisakin Ze Eino. If you have applied pressure the same way you do a knife, then a fork will be no different than a knife. Now, a fork that you didn't apply, you didn't use any cutting motions, a fork that you just used to stab, to pick it up, so then in such a case it will be okay. But the bottom line is, any kli that is being used in a similar fashion to cutting would have that same din of a kli and all of the halachos that stem from that. Okay.
Where was it?
What's that? Kuf Aleph on the bottom of the first column.
You always have to say,
Does it have to be that you're crushing something with a fork, or what if I stick it into food?
So I thought not. I thought that only is if you use, you're doing applying pressure. But if you're doing a stabbing, then I think that there's room to say that not. That's what I thought. Okay. There is a Ramah that we touched on, but we weren't ma'ayin into his Hagdara. The Ramah in Sadi Hei Beis said that the whole halacha of Dover Harif, so now we're going from the nature, the utensils, to the spices themselves. Let's talk about the spices themselves. So what qualifies as a Dover Harif? So we had a Ramah in Sadi Hei Beis, where the Ramah said, Umikol makom lo mikri, Michael Dover Harif, Mishum Ma'at Tavlin Shabo, Rakim Kulo Dover Harif, Verubo Kikula. So he says, if you have a mixture, and by the way, Rabosai, this is going to come up very much Halacha Maisa, and now I'll get back to blenders after we flesh out the Shitas. And that is, the Ramah says that just because something has spices inside, you have ingredients, you have many different things, and one of them is spices, that doesn't make the item a Dover Harif. If you have Ma'at tavlin sheboy, it's not considered davar charif. You need kuloi tavlin, kulo davar charif. It needs to be entirely a davar charif. Okay. Now, l'chura, the Ramah is straightforward. What would you say? According to the Ramah, if you have a blender and you're blending things, tuna. You have tuna and you're blending tuna with onions. So what would you say? Does that have all the dinim of Davar Harif? Let's say the blender was treif, but it was an Eina Ben Yomo. Does it make the tuna asr now? So tuna is not a Davar Harif. Onions are a Davar Harif. So what would you say based on the Ramah? Sadi Hei Beis. What would you say? Probably not. Because not the majority is not. Oh. That's what I would say. And that's what I think I'm going to say. Until you dissuade me. But the world says not this way. The world is machmir. The world is machmir on this. And this is going to affect many, many blender shilas. Let's start from the top. The earliest source that addresses this directly is a Yad Yehuda. Well, that some claim the earliest source. I'm going to claim that's the Farish Shiraj, but that's Matir. But the earliest source that almost expressly addresses this is a Yad Yehuda. And the Yad Yehuda quotes a Chuvas HaRajba that I'm going to do with you inside shortly. And the Yad Yehuda, the Yad Yehuda is in the Kotzer, the Pirush HaKotzer. In your edition, it's right after the Mishnah Berurah. It's page Reish Chav Beis, Pirush HaKotzer. It just says Pirush Aruch, Pirush HaKotzer on top. In the second paragraph, Umavur Barajba, he says as follows: Umavur Barajba, the Lav Dafke Bishol, Elagam Im Dachin B'Meducha Ma'at Dover Charif Meura B'Shar Dvarim, Kivan Shedichei Chakol B'Yachad Lo Nechshel Dover Charif. V'Tzarech Iun Mach Mazeh Masha Haderech Loduch B'Tzalim Meurav Im Beitzim B'Sakin Gadol. So the Yad Yehuda, even though it's a Mefurish Ramah, he says, I'll construct a case, I'm not so sure it's mutter. He says, let's say you're cutting eggs, you're making egg salad and onions, but you have a large sakin. When did the Ramah say that the Dover Harif is not going to affect? That's when all of the ingredients are coming in contact with the sakin at once. But if you have a long knife, it's possible that one part of the knife is cutting the eggs, and the other part of the knife is cutting the Dover Harif. So if that's so then the Dover Harif could absorb from the knife without the blocking of the eggs. And therefore, the Yad Yehuda leaves off with a safek. That's how Yad Yehuda concludes. He leaves off with a safek in that case. Maybe you would have to be machmir. In other words, even though it's a Beferish Ramah that says that the halacha is that you have to be, that you could be mekel, that if it's not entirely a davar charif, it's not considered a davar charif. The Yad Yehuda, this is the furthest I think that the poskim have l'chumra, has a safek when it comes to the sakin. Here, even though Rav Dinkel was Makel in the previous Shaila that we mentioned, here Rav Dinkel just concludes with what the Minig HaMorim is. That appears on page Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, where he says that the Halacha Raveches is to come out. No, I'm sorry, it's on Yud Zayin. Yud Beis Yud Gimel was the plate. He says the Halacha Raveches, in other words, the general custom of Psak, is to be machmir. That's what he says. In other words, that today, if you ask Rav Dinkel Shaila, where you had a mixture of spices with other ingredients, he's going to treat the whole thing as a davar charif. What's his svara? So his svara is this Yad Yehuda. His svara is that at the end of the day, the Yad Yehuda said that nowadays we have to be choshesh for a sak in gadol. And if we have to be choshesh for a sak in gadol, so then in such a case, one would have to treat those things that have a significant davar charif inside as being davar charif, and you can't rely on the rov as the Ramah had already suggested, or the Ramah even went further. The Ramah said that you need kulo davar charif. So basically, he changed the simple reading of the Ramah. I find this psak a little bit hard to swallow. I think if you take a look, the source of the Yad Yehuda himself is a Tshuvas HaRajba. And the Tshuvas HaRajba is Mefurish. Let's take a look at the Rajba's Tshuva. He says, Beitzim, Tafmeim Tes. This, the Rajba appears in Chelik Aleph, Simin Tafmeim Tes. Beitzim Shenispashu Ala Eish, V'kotshu Osam B'machteshes Cholavis She'ena Ben Yomo. In tavlin, so you had manush, they were making egg salad with onions, and then they put that, and the machteshes was milchix, but it was einu ben yomo, and then they put that egg salad in chicken, and the shaila is, if it's hot, are we going to say not bar nat or not? So, in other words, that if it's a davar charif, then we're going to say that there isn't not bar nat, and that's going to make the whole chicken asr. So if you take a look at the Rajba and his answer, the Rajba says on the next page, on page Reish Mem, Umachmas hatavlin shenichdeshu mabeitzim mistabra she'ein bo chash. He says there's no chash. He says even though you have to be machmer and osin tam lefgam, the last two lines in the Tshuvas HaRajba, hacha davar muat hu tavlin shenisar v'mabeitzim. Here is a davar muat, ve'ein kol kach charif v'spen l'matei kulahachsir v'sheva plitas hamach. So here he's talking about a grinder in my mind at first glance would seem very similar to a blender, and he says that the halacha is that one could be makel. So it's true that the Yad Yehuda did have a shaila when you have a sak and gadol, maybe that in the case of a sak and gadol, maybe it, the knife came in contact with the davar charif alone. But when it comes to a blender, so then in such a case, or a masher, there it's clear in the Tshuvas HaRajba. So therefore, if you have a shayla in a blender, v'amevin yavin, whether you have the chumra of the Magen Avram or the classicates of Davar Harif, certainly b'di'eved, it would seem to me that if the majority is not a Davar Harif, there would be room to be makel. However, there's one more hurdle. There's one more hurdle that we're going to need to get past. But even though the Sefer Charif is machmir on this, I think we could stay with the simple reading of the Ramah, where the Ramah already said that you need something, at least something that's a clear minority. Maybe you would say rubo kikulo and so on. But when the davar charif is a minority, then I believe that there is a lot of room to be makel, and the chshash of sak and gadol, so then, I love the Yad Yehuda. So at the end of the day, I would say, yes, if you have a case of a sak and gadol, and you have it spread out, the davar charif, and the other things, so then to be machmir. But just cross the board to say that nowadays, everything with a minority of a davar charif is davar charif. It's against the Beferish HaRamah, it's against the Beferish HaRajba. We're not looking for new chumras. So that would be my approach. I must concede, though, that there is one more thing that's stopping me. And that is a prima godim. The prima godim in Simin Tuf Nun Aleph, Sif Lamed Aleph, says that even though the Evan HaOzer was makel by a Meducha case, who says he'd be makel by a sakin? Maybe the Evan HaOzer would be also machmir on a sakin when it comes to the instance where you have the, let's say, treif in the onion, and then you have a sakin cutting the onion. Maybe the Evan HaOzer says it doesn't work to transfer only when we're talking about a meducha. When we're talking about a sakin, the prima godim comes out l'chumra. Look back and see if that fits into the Evan HaOzer. But the prima godim himself is machmir, and as well, the prima godim says that when you're talking about something that makes, that grinds to the point, a sakin that's cut so finely that it makes it like kemach, in the case he's talking about, it happens to be wheat as well, but where you're talking about something where the pounding makes it so fine, so then in such a case, he says, then even the Evan HaOzer also would be machmir. In other words, it depends on how powerful the crushing is going to be. If it makes it to kemach, then it will be bolea. So therefore, you need to take into account that a blender would certainly fall into the category of the prima godim's chumra. That it could very well be that according to the prima godim, one would have to be choshesh that the heter that we have of the Evan HaOzer, that would not apply when it comes to a blender. So what we have is a mixed bag. When it comes to the question of defining the taruvos, so there, in such a case, I would say that you need mostly davar charif, but when it comes to a blender. However, if we're talking about the issue of whether we could be makel on a blender like the Evan HaOzer, so there, the prima godim says that maybe the Evan HaOzer never said it when it came to a sakin, and certainly when it comes to making something into kemach, then he wouldn't have had the heter. So we already had those who said you could follow the Evan HaOzer across the board. So then in a blender, you could possibly have two heterim. Number one, you have in a case of where the sakin, the blender itself is not problematic, but the onion is problematic, then you could have the Evan HaOzer to rely on. That's number one. Number two is if you have a taruvos, so then I think you definitely have a lot to rely on. You might take away the heter of the Evan HaOzer because the prima godim said that it's not considered the Evan HaOzer's case when already becomes kemach. That's already too intense. But nevertheless, it would seem to me that the original svara, there is room to apply. Let's give a few examples. Now let's make this very, very practical. Let's take this classic case of davar charif. Classic case of davar charif would be you have an onion that has absorbed tam basar. An onion that absorbed tam basar, and you put it in a parve blender. The blender now has a din fleishiks. If the onion was treif, then the blender has a din of being treif. What happens? What's that?
So why didn't you just say
Oh, I'm sorry. You're 100% right. Let me start again. You're 100% right. I follow you. Let's say you have a case of where the blender is fleishiks, or the blender is treif. So then in such a case, Then when you blended the onion, so then in such a case the onion would either become fleishik or the blender or the onion would become trich, if the blender was trich. That would be the classic case. What happens if instead of we're talking about the blender status, we're talking about the status of the onion? In other words, the onion was fleishik. Does it make the blender fleishik? So b'di'eved, the Evan HaOzer holds, no, it doesn't. However, the Prima Gadim says that he's not sure you could rely on the Evan HaOzer's heter when we're talking about something that's grinded so fine as a blender. Happens to be, as I put in the Makomos over here, that the Yad Yehuda is makel in this regard against the Prima Gadim. So there would be room to be makel. If the onion was treif, so then in such a case, according to the Magen Avraham, it would make the blender treif, who argues with the Evan HaOzer. I would say if we're talking about treif, then in such a case, one should lechatchila kasher, even to be choshesh for the shita of the Magen Avraham. What happens if you're not blending an onion, but rather we're talking about tuna? So then, if we're talking about tuna, we have two permutations again. So we're talking about tuna with onions. If it's just plain tuna, there's nothing to talk about. But if it's tuna with onions, so then, as Binyamin pointed out, if the blender is fleishik, so then, even though the blender would make the onion fleishik l'kulei alma, here, since the majority of the mixture is not a davar harif, from the Rajba and the Rama, it would seem that it would not transfer. However, I wouldn't, and according to, we saw the Yad Yehuda, it would. Now, it could be that in this case, I wouldn't recommend to follow the simple reading of the Rajba and the Rama. Because what was the Yad Yehuda's cheshvan? The Yad Yehuda's cheshvan was that in this case, when you have the knife that's long, it might come in contact particularly with a davar harif. So here, the blender comes in contact with every bit of the food that's inside. So that's reason number one to be machmir, not lichat. So that would mean lichatchila, you should not blend onions and tuna together if you are intending to eat it with milchiks, because in such a case, then the onions would be considered fleishiks, A. And B is you have the Prima Gadim who says that anytime it gets cut really, really fine, then the rule of the Evan HaOzer doesn't apply. Right. Although in this case, that's the inverse, right. So the Prima Gadim is not relevant in this case. What happens if the onions themselves are fleishik? Does it make the blender fleishik? So according to the Prima Gadim, since you did it very, very finely, the answer is yes. According to the Yad Yehuda, the answer is yes. According to the Rajba and the Rama, in their simple reading, the answer would be no. So I think many poskim would say that then to treat it as fleishiks, if that happened. But certainly, if then you blended something that was milchiks afterwards, the poskim would not say that it made the milchiks treif, because you have enough to be makel on in that case. Yes, Zach?
The chashash is sucking the wool. Shouldn't we say the opposite by a blender, that since it's for sure going to touch everything, it's never going to have a time where it's only touching the chara? It's always going to be...
In other words, it's always touching... Right.
So it's always going to be touching...
I could hear that svara as well. I could hear that svara as well.
Wasn't the chashash that... Since it's a big knife, it might only touch...
Touch this and not that, 100%. So you want a tiny that even according to Yad Yehuda, it's going to be okay. The way the Sefer Davar Harif comes out is... this we have photocopied. Page Yud Zayin. In regards to the blender. Let's take a look. V'chein adin. Im tochan orisek b'mechonit psarit dvarim she'enim harifim. V'yachad imam tachan orisek batzal oshum. Af al pi sherov ha-teruas eino charif, v'rak miyut, ein lechos ha-teruas kulo en maichol chalavi. He says you can't eat it with the milchiks, even though the majority was was not a davar charif. So we came out a little different. We came out and we said that we think, according to the Rajma and the Ramah, it's probably okay. And the question then is do you say that the Yad Yehuda's chshash does apply, or do you say that the Yad Yehuda's chshash does not apply? So I thought maybe there is room to say that the Yad Yehuda's chshash applies. Zach said not. But what I would say clearly, Blender is a little bit less clear, but I would say clearly, if we're talking about cutting with a regular size knife, where the davar charif is the minority and everything else is the majority, that's not a davar charif, then in such a case there would be room to be make a like the simple reading of the Ramah, even though the sefer davar charif is more machmir. Yes, Eitan.
A couple of things. The way that the Abinazar explained himself was that he holds that the time of the davar charif is only boleh, not toy. So where does the prima donna come from to say that if you do it very small, then it will be boleh? Meaning, it's against the Iker's Svar.
I hear. Unfortunately, I didn't photocopy that prima donna. So you have the Mar Mokom here, but I hear what you're saying.
The true Rashi, it sounds like he was only saying that it's not a davar charif for Eino Ben Yomo. But if it was a Ben Yomo, it sounds like...
No, I thought... I came out differently in the Tshuva Sarajba, because then he said in the opening of the Shaila, maybe we didn't read the whole... because we didn't read the whole Shaila. Tshuva nat parnatu umutter vafilu... in the opening lines, vafilu mechatish Ben Yomo. You're 100% right, that at the end of the Tshuva, he's talking about nosing tam lefkam. So you'll have to develop why... at the end of the tshuva is different than the beginning of the tshuva. You'd have to explain to me why. Okay. Tov. Yes?
Would it still be the idea we would apply also to lamp, or only to the yavish? A case that's given, with the tuna, the onions are like the end, even the minority, but a case that's given is with someone's making a drink, let's say, so they pour alcohol into the blender, then they pour... juice.
There's other stuff in it, but part of the lach is charif, and part of the lach is not charif.
It's all lach, so it's all right. One. And
so that's where Zach and I have to hammer out our svara. I thought that in such a case, the blender comes direct in contact with the davar charif. And Zach is saying, but hafuch, but there clearly then everything is blocking it, so it's not predominantly. I hear Zach's svara very strongly in the davar lach. Yeah.
I mean, before you get to what it comes to contact, once you add all those different liquids into the blender, it's no longer the charif because it's a new mixture that you have. So
correct.
I'm saying, would you say even before it doesn't make contact, does not make contact, is the davar charif batel to the mixture?
I think we're really talking about the same issue. You're formulating slightly differently, but I think I would be nota to lekula that I have a mefurish rat. See, because at the end of the day, even if the Yad Yehuda had a tzad lahachmer, I have a mefurish Ramah that is mekel, and I have a mefurish Rajba that's mekel. It's just that the Yad Yehuda raised the question: maybe when it's a large knife, it's going to be different. So I think your svara is a very, very good svara. I think your svara is a very good svara. That you look at it as its whole taruvas, and as a whole taruvas, it's not a taruvas of davar charif. I'd be noted to the kula. If you'll notice, we had a lot of kulas in davar charif. I think there's so many tzadim, so many of the shailas to go the kula. What now? Another shaila. A knife that's fleishiks that cut a davar charif, and you ate that davar charif. That davar charif is fleishiks. You ate that davar charif. Do you have to wait 6 hours or not? Do you have to wait 6 hours on davar charif? So over here, I quote Yad Yehuda, that's Masupak in the Shaila, and there's a Beferish Prima Gadim that is Machmir. I was a little surprised. But Beferish Prima Gadim is Machmir. The Prima Gadim in davar charif is taka quite Machmir. We've seen time and time again. The Prima Gadim in the last page in Hilchos Pesach, in Simen Tuf Tzadi Dalid Sif Vav, he says, it's in your booklet, about three pages from the end, he says, V'lechol Tznon, two lines down in the Eishlav Ram. Sivkot and Vav in the Eishlav Ram. V'lechol tznon, shechotach b'sakin cholev, achar basar toch sheishos, yishlom adasar. So he... second line, Dibar Maschil Chalav. To eat a onion that was cut by a milfik knife within 6 hours of eating fleishiks.
That's not weird. That's different from a weird assessment. It's not sure. About the onion that I cut doesn't eat fleishiks. It's saying that something else.
Right. He just is inverting the milfiks and fleishiks, but.
I don't know.
I see what you're saying.
Especially if you go with...
Okay, so let's spell it all out. Let's say, good, Binyamin. Excellent. Second line in the Eishel Avram in the photocopy. I hear what you're saying, Binyamin. Let's first describe... Good, I like what you're saying. But let's first describe what the Prima Godim said. So Prima Godim said, we're talking about a case of where a person is fleishiks. It's within 6 hours. Now he wants to know whether he could eat an onion within 6 hours that was cut by a milchig knife. So he says it's aser. That's what the Prima Godim says. That's the psak of the Prima Godim. Okay? So now, what's he assuming? He's assuming that the gzera of 6 hours is violated by eating a davar harif, that's milchiks. In other words, 6 hours means you can't even have milchiks that cut a batzo. That's how far it goes. That's how milchiks it is. It's so milchiks, the davar harif, that you can't eat it within 6 hours of fleishiks. So Binyamin points out astutely, and he says, but doesn't tell us the inverse. He points out, what happens if you ate an onion which was fleishiks? What would you say now about eating milchiks for 6 hours? That, I agree with you, the Prima Godim doesn't spell out. You're 100% right.
Isn't the Dabar Harif just like in one note same time?
What's that?
Don't we just read Dabar Harif as one note same time?
So what did we say about note same time? So we learned that when it comes to requirement of waiting, it's only going if
it's
you
not,
have
dairy equipment or whatever.
Right. So not, dairy equipment, so therefore there's no chiyuv to wait. You don't have to wait. Correct. So now Eitan wants to say in response to your shayla Binyamin that this is one nesinas tam. It's not two nesinas tam. So therefore, there wouldn't be a requirement to wait for 6 hours. But
also, I don't understand why you'd be mad.
But wait. Dairy. What was dairy equipment? Dairy equipment was not parnat. So you want to say that davar harif? Well, davar harif is not parnat, right?
So
that's the shiloh. The shiloh is that davar harif is not parnat. So the moment in which it's not parnat. So then in such a case, then maybe it's considered as if you're eating the item itself. You're eating the item itself. Mm-hmm. So the most that we saw on this question was we had Tavshil Shalbasar, where we said that Tavshil Shalbasar is not considered...
It's like a Kedera Shalbasar, right? Tavshil Shalbasar is where it's cooked with the actual meat. It's like the Kedera Shalbasar, where it's cooked in the actual Kerem, where you said you didn't have to... There's a Mufar Shema, it says you don't have to wait.
But all those things wasn't davar harif.
But cooking in a dairy pot in a fleishik, because that's...
Because you have not parnat again.
But if we're machmir for mishal, then it is based on davar harif.
So that's the question. So the only marim makom we have so far is the Prima Godim that says that the halacha is that it's considered as if you eat in milchiks when you have it. Does it make you fleishiks for 6 hours? That we didn't find a marim makom.
So the answer would go like this.
The answer could go like this. When to make you fleishiks, so there you need mamish basar. If you just have tam basar, that's not going to That's not going to be enough. You need.
Why?
You need.
So if you're going to say Shimon Moshach, we're going to say. If you're going to say Shimon Moshach, we're going
right.
to say Moshe Beis. Well, either way, we're still based on Moshe Beis, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
But for either, like stick one of them. If you have if Moshe Beis Shinaim, wouldn't it be the same for also if you have.
No, right. It would be tougher with Basa Ben Shanaim, but I agree with you. For Moshe, I think, yeah, I think for Moshe, you're right. I think you're right. But you could say that the Tam is Moshe only when you actually had the Basar, only when you actually had the Chalav. That's when it's Moshe.
We pass it for both.
Yeah, but there's really no, it could be Bein HaShinayim. L'chura could be a machlokas. So what Rabbo said we're going to do is leave this as an open question. I'm quite sure that Rav Yashiv said that one can, that it's not a problem. I'm quite sure, but I'm going to get back. What we had, that L'kula, that you would be able to eat within 6 hours.
You meet the onion,
right.
And then you can...
That if you had a meat onion, that you'd be able to eat. But I agree with Binyamin that this prima gadim is not going to be a raya, neither lekula nor lechomis. I owe you an answer to that question. Ein hachanan. This prima gadim only goes in one direction. Fine. One more fascinating application to davar charif is a. Pretty lengthy tshuva by Rav Shlomo Zalman. If you go to the back of the booklet, in regards to, I think they're called implants. When you have or dentures. So in regards to dover charif and dentures, and the shaila is as follows: that if you have teeth that are essentially a kli, so then a davar charif could bring out tam even if it's eino ben yomo, So that's that. That was the question that Rav Shlomo Zalman was asked. Now the first response that many people have is that how could the dentures ever become chametz if people don't put yad soledes bo into their mouth? So Rav Shlomo Zalman responds, this is in Simen Nun, in the photocopies in front of you, and he says he thinks that there are times that we put Yad Soledes Bo in our mouths. It says, especially according to the more lenient, the lower threshold of Yad Nechavis Bo, Yad Kreso Sheltinok Nichve, that anything that would burn a baby's stomach, so then the threshold is even lower. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says he thinks that legitimately there is room to be choshesh that teeth can absorb isur. He then gets involved. Well, you get the Marshal's position, the Marshal who holds that at the end of the day, the mouth is going to be a kli sheni. It's not going to be a kli rishon. Nobody, the mouth is never a kli rishon. So he says, but the Marashal said that solids in a cliche, and he's also Mavasha that we learned last time. So Shlomo Zalman has a back and forth and back and forth, and he then has some suggestions for Pesach, and we're not going to discuss those suggestions, but you can see them at the end of Simen Nun, what should be done in such a case. He has some ways to solve. If you take a look at Rav Nevinsal's Haggadah on the last page, so Rav Nevinsal discusses in Os Tezayim, Mishiesh Ostima Shinayim. So Rav Nevinsal has, here he's now even talking about fillings. So he suggests a chumrah, and that is not to eat hot chametz for 24 hours before Pesach. Because then at Pesach will be Nosin Tam Lefkam. So that's not our Shaila yet. We've been talking about Dover Charif. And then he says, a wild Chumrah, that there are some people that don't eat garlic on Pesach if they have stimot, if they have fillings, because the Dover Charif would be polite that even when it's no same, tam lifgam. So Rav Nemetzal then just adds, but it doesn't apply to most other charifs you could be makel on if it's already cooked. This is an important time to say. A davar charif that's cooked, so then many poskim say is not considered like the davar charif itself. So for example, maybe I'll give you a couple more Mar Makomos on that for Tuesday. Let's say onions that are fried is a fascinating question of whether we consider that a davar charif. So Rav Nemetzal says that most of the time people today, when they're putting davar charif in their mouths, are often putting davar charifs that are cooked. So therefore, there's room to be makel. He says garlic that's cooked, he was convinced that garlic, by others, that garlic that's cooked is not considered a full-fledged davar charif, and therefore one would not need to be machmir. So I'm mentioning this lahagdul Torah l'adiris to show how far davar charif would go, and that is that you do have a shayla in regards to dentures and so on, and even embraces. And even when it comes to eating a davar charif on Pesach, you have Rav Nemetzal's ha'ara that some are machmir. I'm not aware about many that are mamish knowing this way practically. Okay, yeah.
I was just wondering, what about
chrein? Chrein that's cooked?
No, on Pesach.
On Pesach, uh-huh. The person's yotzei marar, so then that would definitely be a problem.
It's a ha'ara.
No, chrein, not romaine lettuce. How they marar according to that chumrah. It's a fair ha'ara.
It's swallowed
etchim. What's that?
It's swallowed etchim.
So you need a maisa achila also. You're going to need a maisa achila. Okay, Rabosai, let's wrap up the last sif. Last sif is a beferish gemara. The gemara tells us on Kuf Yud Beis Amid Aleph, the gemara tells us that a dover harif is going to be a problem. However, the Gemara, and what does that mean, it's going to be a problem? That if you have a sakin that was used, the Gemara on the bottom of Kuf Yud Aleph on the base tells us that you have a sakin that was used to cut meat, so then you're not allowed to cut a radish in order to eat it with a kutach. And the Gemara interestingly tells us that we have different other vegetables, some of which could be less of a problem, and some of which could actually solve the problem of davar charif. So Gemara says on top of Kufi Beis Amid Aleph, Avol Kishus, cucumbers, Gorer Legabe Lebiet Piske, Va'acha. When it comes to cucumbers, that you had the cucumbers cut by fleshing a knife, all you need to do is do something called Grera. We're going to need to define what Grera is. Kilche Delifsi Shari, and when it comes to turnips, then there's no problem. If you cut the turnip with a fleshik knife, you could eat that turnip with milchix. And then the Gemara adds, Vim pasach buhu delifsa shapir dami. If you cut your knife with that's fleshik, you cut a radish with your knife, but before you cut it, you cut a turnip, so then in such a case, the turnip has the ability to remove the tam basar affecting the radish. The way Rashi explains it, Rashi says that v'ipatach b'livsa arvan be'es chituchan shechatach acha shel lefes v'acha shel tardin ha'lefes mevatel tam hashnunis menasakin. The lefes has the ability to take away the poignant taste from the fleishiks, and then you would be allowed to eat it. So we're going to see in Sif Hei, is if you want to solve a davar charif problem, what you could do is cut the turnip and then cut the davar charif, then cut the turnip again and then cut the davar charif again. Because each time you cut the turnip, it blunts the shamnunis. So let's take a look and see that in the Mechaber. Tzadi vavhei, chatach kishuim besakin shel basar, mutal achlan b'chalav, begredim. You're allowed to eat the cucumber if it was cut with a fleshing knife, as long as you do greda bilvad. What exactly is greda bilvad? So last time I oversimplified. I said greda is essentially removing the klipa. So now I'm going to be more accurate. The Taz in Sifkaton Yudalit says that greda is a level that's slightly lower than klipa. What's the hagdara of greda? The hagdara of greda is different than klipa. That klipa needs to be a full layer. A full layer, says the Taz, to the point that you cut it off and you'll be able to remove it as a layer, as a thick layer. Greda means that you just shave off a little. So when you cut a klipa, it's a larger cut. You're removing more than when you just shave something off, because that could be even less. So that's what greda is. Sheyigra mokom achata. And then the Mechaber tells us what we just mentioned before. V'mchatach bo lefes afilu greda in tzarech el adocha ba'alma. So Rabosa, we have a bunch of different levels in terms of how far an Isser could go in. You have something that's mamash on the surface, that all you need is adocha. Then you have the case of a cucumber. Some people don't know this. Some people think, cucumber is nothing. If you have a dover, if you cut it with fleshing a knife. So the answer is no, that you're supposed to do greda. And then you have the dover charif, that according to some, you need to remove klipa, that was the psak of the mechaber, and then we had the ramah that says that you need to remove everything. But when it comes to the turnip, all you need is adacha ba'alma, velo od, elafil tznon, shechata chachar lefes, shari, ba'adacha. The radish you'd be allowed to use, as we mentioned from the Gemara, if you cut the turnip before, because the turnip makes it better, and then all you need is adacha kamal lefes, lefisha tam lefes, mishuna mevatel, tam haniflat, me hasakin. Very good. Says the Ramah, but this idea you could only use to be matir, cutting the davar charif, with a lefes itself. Says the Ramah, v'dafka lefes shetamo mishuna, avol yerek o lechem u'shar dvarim lo. You can't just cut something else. V'afilu b'lefes ein lahatir tznon, rak pam achas, alo harbe pam, as I described, you would have to cut the lefes every single time before you cut the davar charif. V'no shechatok kol pam lefes, bein chatich letznon letznon. The Shach in Sifkatan Chav Gimel quotes an interesting machlokas. The Lashon of the Mechaber is that Snon Shechotach Achar Alefes Shari Bahadacha. So says the Shach that he thinks that the simple reading of the Mechaber is that this is all Mutter Bidyevet. But Lichatchila, you can't do this. In other words, this would be an Eitzah, right? You want to cut a Davar Charif, and you're walking around the house, and you can't find a power of a knife. But you don't want to make the onion fleishiks. So could you use this idea? Could you find the turnip and cut the turnip? And then cut the davar charif? Will this eitzah work practically? So the answer is bidyevet, if that's what happened, it'll be mutter. By the way, this is being, I didn't think about this enough, but a Rav, when he's asked the davar charif shaila, might want to ask, what was the knife used to cut beforehand? And then what we have to look into, which I didn't look into, is to see what else could we throw into the category of a leches. The Ramah said, the Farish, that you can't put a yerek or lechem inside, but is there anything else? Notice there, most people don't have turnips hanging around the house. But is there something that we could do to expand? If anybody finds Mar Makomos on that, please let me know. But coming back to the Shach says like this. The Shach says, it's a machlokis. The Shach says, the pashtus of the reading of the Mechaber is that shechat shari, it's permissible. Mashma, that it's not mutter l'chatchila. He doesn't say you should do this. And then he says, aval marshal b'isav heter shalo cholek al isav cholek umatra fil l'chatchila. So we have a fascinating machlokis of whether you're allowed to do it l'chatchila or not. I just thought that something geshmak to add, that the Lashon HaGemara is a little bit different than the Lashon HaMechaber. The Lashon HaGemara is v'impasach ba'delifta shapir dami. If he does, he's pasach ba'delifta, it's good. Shapir dami, it's very nice. So what does it sound like from the Gemara? It sounds like it's l'chatchila. So that's my aniyah katan, my tiny hosafa to this halacha, is that the chura, the pashtus of the Gemara, is actually not like the shach. It's closer to the marshal. So now you've got to find, help me out and find what are similar to turnips, al pi halacha today, and then maybe we could use this as a din l'chatchila, even according to the marshal. Although we'll probably wouldn't want to argue head to head with the shach. But in a bidyevet case, if you get a call that someone says, "What would the call be? Let's talk it out." You got a call, and the call was, "I used a fleshing knife and to cut an onion, and then the onion I used." And I put the onion in a pan. So in such a case, what's the status of the pan? What's the status of milk of the pan? What's the status of the pan? What's the status of the egg? What's the status of... Oh, so the question is... Very good. No, but in this case of lifsa, you're right. that we said that's Pashari Badafa. The question is whether that's a din, that itself is Din Lechatchila Bidiyavad. Wait, so let me just finish for the guys. So in such a case, what there might be room to say that if it cut something else, since it's cut meat, something that's akin to a lifta, then maybe in such a case we would have a heter. So maybe we've got to get back to that. So what do you want to say, Daniel?
I'll say, when we say...
Eitan had something in the meantime. You were going to say something?
Well, I was about to say, do we say that cucumbers today are... Like, do we assume that all the types of vegetables that the Shulchan Aruch mentioned are the same? Like, the Rishonim mentioned that watermelon is considered a double charf. Like, nowadays, I don't know, the Postum said that watermelon is a double charf.
Right.
And one of the Rishonim says, Kishuvim were machmir because it's also charf ktsas.
Right.
So, are we machmir and kishuvim nowadays? Are kishuvim considered the same?
Are cucumbers, right. So, I tried to be extensive in discussing the Pirus Chamutzim. But I haven't yet compiled a list in regards to Yerukos. Now, the Ramah said a fairish that Yerukos doesn't. So, but what about, what is a Kishus today? What is a Lefes today? So, Bli Neder, I'll try to get back to you on... So, Rabosa, are you all okay with having Shir on Tuesday? We'll just... The Hilchos Nida meets here, so we'll probably go either to Midrashia or the... Okay. What's that? It's a regular day, Tuesday.
We don't have any time to prepare
then. Okay, so maybe we'll talk afterwards. I asked, Zach told me an amazing shtickel Torah on Hanukkah as connected to the shach that we had seen about Zaysin as a Davar Charif versus Lemons as a Davar Charif. So I was Nena so much, so I asked him, we concluded last time on Hanukkah with the Torah from Hanukkah as connected to Sivah Heter. So now it's already Lekras Ben Azman, and we'll even conclude with a beautiful piece of Chassidus. Go ahead.
Okay. So we saw on Monday in Sadi Vav Dalet that by lemons, we said that we could cut lemons, and all the lemons would be mutter. And the Ramah there explained why all the lemons would be mutter, even though with the knife and whatnot. And the shach that we saw in Chav, so he asked a question on the Ramah that how can we say that by lemons they're all going to be mutter, where by Zaysin we learned that by Zaysin they're all going to be Asr, that all the Zaysin are going to be Asr. And Jake asked the question that seemingly how can we say that Zaysin are more Charif than lemons? Zaysin today aren't so Charif. So the Shach there. So
who would have thought this has to do with Chassidus? Isn't it amazing? Yeah, it's fantastic.
So,
yeah.
And then we saw this on Monday, on the first day of Hanukkah. And so the Shach said, "Oh Yeshua Omar, the Zaysim hayu charifim kemot snon." That Zaysim would be charif kemot snon. And so that's where we stopped in Shir, and that it was just kemot snon. But where does the Shach get that from? That Zaysim would be charif kemot snon. It says kedam rinan be'erven. The Gemara says in erven yuchesim be'ez. Damar Yona, he was an osai merurin kezayis. That the Gemara in Ervin said that the Yona says to Hakadosh Baruch Hu that I would rather it's talking about the pesukim by Noach when the Yona comes back. The Yona says that I'd rather my sustenance be merurin kezayis. And the hemshech of that Gemara is merurin kezayis umesurin bialtcha, talking about Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'al yiyim mesukim kedvash v'tzulim biad basar v'dam. So the Shach sees from there that it's Merurin Kizayis, so it all connects to the Pesach, right? Because Marr could be Charif. That he's bringing a ride that something is Merurin, it's Marr, that it, Zayis is really Charif. But what's Kishmak is that we saw this on the first day of Hanukkah, that Mizunosai, Merurin Kizayis, Surabia Decha, and not Mesukin Kidvash. So what's Mesukin Kidvash? We know that Dvash represents the Yantav of Rosh Hashanah, that we did the Tapuch with Dvash. And Mesukin Kidvash, it's Tzluyim Biyad Basar Adam. And Rosh Hashanah, Kadosh Baruch Hu judges us, but it's all Taliyim Biyad Basar Adam. And Hashem sees what we've done in our human beings, if we've done good and bad, and that's how we get judged, if we're Zoyche and if we're not Zoyche, to all Taliyim us. But what's Zayis? Zayis, Hashem Zayis up, the Bilal Hanukkah. It says, Marink is Zayis, but Zayis is Mishurim Biyad Kadosh Baruch Hu, that it's all up to His hands, it's not even up to us. That it could be that we're Zoyche on Hanukkah, the things that even though we're not going to, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give it to us as Matana, because we said the Zohar brings down that Chachma, the Zayis is Chachma. We say, B'Chachma, Pesach Sha'arim. That with Zayis, we're Pesach Sha'arim, there's special Sha'arim that we open up on Hanukkah through the halakha of the Ner with the Shem Zayas, we open up special sha'arim that even if we're not roi to, that perhaps HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us that. So, Mirza Shem, as we light halakha's Ners in a little bit more time. So it's a big Yisraelsim to daven. Daven that even if we're not roi to certain things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us, and we have a special Ziyad Nishmaya, that there are sha'arim that are open to us at the time of halakha's Ner Chanukah because of the Zayas, Mishra and the Olacha. Kosh Baruch Hu should all give us things, whether we're early or not.
Amen. Beautiful. Who would have thought? Amazing. Beautiful. Greater than Chanukah. So you guys, I'm sorry, now we'll go back to scheduling. So you guys say...